mostly it's Anita that corrected the things. It would be spelling. It would be punctuation. If there's inconsistencies with names, because sometimes I would spell names differently, she would find them. She's really good at that. She would also look for inconsistencies with the plot. If I mess up, if the windows open during winter, she'll call that out. So she's been really, really good at nitpicky things. So that's what I like in an editor.
Ah, I see.
During
about
those 5 months, I would try to spend an hour or two a day. Some nights I would just stay up all night writing, because whenever I have inspiration, it's kind of hard to get that back when I forget about it. So I would try to run on that idea for as long as possible. So sometimes I just don't sleep and I just write. But those are, you know, once a month or whatever during those 5 months. But yeah, around like an hour a day.
Now, sometime when you are at school or go out, play with friend, the idea sometimes come across, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to jot down or write down somewhere.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's a crazy world, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's whenever, it's especially crazy whenever I see people and they inspire me some sort of way and they create a character in my mind. Real people in the world, if I see that I like their character and I could use them, like incorporate them into my story, I write it down really quick on my phone. But if I'm at school, I have a little notebook that I carry around with me just in case. So I have that on hand.